Tonight's shiur, Simon Shin Gimel, Se'if Yutes through Se'if Chaf Dalet. Se'if Yutes. Tzarech lahazir l'nashim, you have to warn the ladies. Shal yitaltalu machat shenitl chuda o uktsa lasum b'tzifim. They should not take pins that are missing their point or their thicker end and put it into their kerchief. Elam kei nitl be'erf Shabbos chuda v'uktsa v'yichado l'shem kach. Unless the break of the pin, the point or the other end, broke before Shabbos, and she designated it to be used in her kerchief. Ayin l'kamon simen shenches, if you don't look later in Hilchas Muksa simen shenches, Mishnah Berurah, Sefka and Samaches, Machat shenitl v'chulam. May b'machat she'en l'kuv, we're discussing a pin that does not have a hole, that means it's not a sewing needle. She'esh lo kesher av b'rosha, one end is thick, she'korin shpilke, we call it shpilke, for nika ukas, the thick end is the ukas. Vaideshe nitl mimena, if that part breaks off, oshe nitl chuda, or the pointy edge breaks off, nispata minashem kli, it lost the status of a kli, and therefore it's muks and you can't use it. Vaimagnavam shechorik al machab is freely, if you look at Magnavam, he argues machab and he holds. Tenehidu amachet nekuva nispata shem kli ade she nitl chuda achoira. It may be true by a sewing needle that if it loses its point or the part that has the hole for the thread, that loses its shame kli. Kila kamon, like we say later on, the simen shenchesiv gav. The machat she'ein nekuva, a straight pin that never had a hole for the thread. Lo nispatel shem kli mimeno, ad shinat lushneim. It doesn't lose the shame kli if it lost only the thick end or only the point. It has to lose both of them. Tainu chuda v'uktsa. It has to lose the point and the thick end to be ois kli. However, as far as designating on Friday, everyone holds that works. Even if it was a sewing needle and it lost the whole end and it lost the pointy end, it doesn't make a difference. If you meyachid it to use on Shabbos, it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Se'if chof, habanos ketanos, young girls, shenokvin oznehim, they pierce their ears. And they'll put jewelry, earrings, in those holes when they get older. In order to keep the holes from closing, they'll put small pieces of wood in the hole. They can go out on Shabbos with that piece of wood. Or if they put threads through the holes, it's also okay. As long as they're not colored, they can go out on Shabbos. Avlam hem sevuim, but once you color them and dye them, asur, that's a problem. Mishtabur sevkan samich tes. Mut l'tseis behem, they can go out with these things in the ear hole to keep it from closing. The orcha b'hochi, that's common, v'lav masur, who it's not considered a burden. Sevkan ayin sevuim, asurim, but once you color it, it's asur. Why? The chashuv hem, by the fact that you colored it, you make it important. V'dilma shalfa umachva, you're now afraid she'll pull it out and show her friends. If you look at Magadavam, he's inclined to say, even a colored thread is only usher for the young girls, whose ears are uncovered. But once she's married, where it's common for her ears to be covered, because her hair is covered, and the knots that they do to cover her hair gets over her ears too. That's not the derech to take out of her ears these threads to show around. It's a big tirucha, it's a big burden. Like we said in Sifches, we don't worry about her earrings if it's under the covers. I clarify. That according to many Rishonim, they didn't go with this leniency of the Magen Avraham. They hold that for a married woman, it's also usher if it's colored threads. Siv Chof Aleph. Yoytzeis isha re'ula, v'hu shematefes kol roisha chutz me'aponim. A lady can go out, re'ula, what does that mean? Her head is totally covered, except for her face. Some change the gears to her eyes. That's also considered a garment that she can wear, kind of like a burqa thing. Sifkan ayin alf mishtabu chutz me'aponim, ba'orach b'rashi isa chutz me'naim. If you look in Orach and Rashi, she's totally covered, not except for her face, except for her eyes. Kamash v'lon, the gamze derech malbush, where the chiddush is, this is also called a garment, and it's not considered caring. Sifchav beis, porefes, perish kosheres. b'Shabbos al ha'egos v'al ha'even. It's mortar for a woman to tie up her clothing on Shabbos with a walnut or stone. She'yichadeto l'kach. It was designated for this before Shabbos. V'yotzispo, and she goes out. Basically, there's a strap, and you weigh the strap down with this rock or with the walnut, and then you use it to wrap yourself up, and it holds it in place. So if you prepare it before Shabbos, it's mutter. But if a coin was being used as the weight, that's also on Shabbos. The lav bar tiltu, you're not allowed to move the coin. For the mahani b'yichud, and designating it doesn't help. But if she actually used it before Shabbos, mutter l'tzeispo b'Shabbos, then she can wear it on Shabbos too. She has this piece of material like a talis, and on one end is a strap. And the other end of the strap, you tie the stone or nut. And then you wrap the strap around with the weighted stone or nut to keep it from falling off. For the mixi kamishim is kavenis the hotzi ha'evno egos. There's no impression given that she wants to carry the stone or not on Shabbos. The no dala kol she tzrich kach. Everyone knows the purpose of it is to weigh down the strap. Masha ein kim begagur melech, as opposed to the grain of salt the besif tesvav. We mentioned besif tesvav. She ein kol yoidim she tzrich kach. Not everyone knows she needs it for her therapy in her mouth. Therefore, some people said it's aser to mishum hachi aser because it looks like she's carrying. Sifkan ayin gimel sheyichad olakach. The stone has to be designated for this purpose. Mibe oidom before Shabbos. The lav hachas, if not, gam even muksa k'momapei. Then the stone is just as muksa as a coin. Because v'achorim d'achorim right the marikesh even agula. The stone is round. Darucha b'hachi lifa falof. So it's common to use it to tie down. Lakach mahani b'yichud. That's why it helps to designate it. Even if it's just for one Shabbos. Avlam eina agul, if it's not round, lo mahani bo yichud l'Shabbos achas, doesn't help to designate for one Shabbos, because the cost of simin shenches, if chafbeis, like we learn simin shenches, elam ken yichudo l'kach l'olam, unless it's a designation that's going to last forever. V'zeh mahani, that works, afilu mabe, even for a coin. Ukad kameh, as we'll see later on. It doesn't have to designate for one Shabbos. A coin does not get designated for one Shabbos. But if Erev Shabbos was designated forever, it works even for a stone. It works even for a coin. There's no Isser Muksa. If she used it Erev Shabbos, that also helps. The fact that she used it, she did something with it, takes away the shame, the title of muksa. Sifchav gimel. However, if she needed to get this walnut outside for her son, and then she wraps up her shawl with the nut in order to take it outside, if it's for a shesarabim, it's prohibited. It's also. Awesome. If it's to the karmelis, mutter, it is permitted. It's only going to be awesome midrabanan, even the shesarabim. Midrabanan's also allows us to do this. Afshu derech malbush, because the maisa, she's wearing it, even though it's derech malbush. It's not the normal way to carry. The reason you can't do it midrabban is because it's a scheme. Lamaisa, she's carrying a job is to get the nut to her kid. But then you should know the elishdeis, even these two seifim chavbez chav gimel after marbe isha. Even though we're discussing a woman who had din beish, there's no difference. The same exact thing applies to a man. Seif chav dalid yotzo be'even tekuma. It is permitted for a woman on Shabbos to go out wearing an Evan Tekuma. Perish Aruch, the Aruch explains, Evan Yedua, this was a stone known to them, Shekishahi al-Isha, that when she wears it, it has a property, lo tapil, that she will not have a miscarriage. Uba Mishkol Shashoklu Kenegdo, or she would wear something of a weight similar to the Evan Tekuma, Kadesh lo tapil, to prevent a miscarriage. Vafilu lo nisarbi dain, and some women would wear it even before they were pregnant, or before they knew they were pregnant, Shiloh, in order to prevent a miscarriage. So our Messer, our tradition is that Evan Tekuma is a ruby or a garnet. definitely a red stone. Some were ruby, some were garnet. They're actually gemachs for Efrat Akuma. And even though we're not so, not all of us are into skulas, the Shulchan Aruch says this one. And it says in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not considered caring to win Efrat Akuma. And I think it's something worthwhile knowing about. Mr. Brewer, Sifkon Ayin Zayin, Efrat Akuma. We call it Shteren Shus. Shenois and Noshim Mubaros, women wear it when they're expecting. Ober Marshal Al Sma Kosev Hamatik, Shemotsu Evan Chatzots V'Chalob B'Socho. In the commentary of Marshal to the Smak, he brings that he found that it's a broken stone with a hollow inside, V'Evan Katan B'Soch Hecholo Ke'invul B'Zug. And there's a small stone inside the hollow, kind of like a bell with a clapper. V'chein niver, that's how it is when it's created. V'evibel Yerabba Kordinel Yerabba. So that's not the garnet, that's not a ruby. But like I said, I think the standard is a ruby or a garnet. V'aminig sheshokin ezadav k'neged Efrat Akuma. There's a minig that you could take something of equivalent weight to the Efrat Akuma. Shugam k'inmo, which also helps. V'zer shekasa, that's why it says, u'b'mishkal sheshaklu k'negdo, or an equal weight. V'isa b'shas u'dechav v'tokel. The Gemara says it has to be naturally the same way. Tahainu, shenimsa hachefetz me a love mechuvon lemishkal ha'evin, that they found this item that's equal weight to the stone. V'lo chisu imenu ohosif alav, they did not have to cut away from it or add to it the chavra to make it precise. Oz yesh lo skulzo, then has the equivalent segula of the evin tekum itself. V'tam b'chosel lahatu, so why are we matter to wear this evin on Shabbos? Mishum du kekemeya mumcha, it has the halacha of a proven amulet. It's proven to work. The Efrat Akuma works. Sifkan ayiches vafilu v'chulu. Even if she's not yet pregnant, ela shochasheshes shemetis aber v'tapil. She's afraid she may become pregnant, have a miscarriage. So then she wears. So the Shartzion says, even if she has no history of having a miscarriage, there are women who would wear it. The women who would even have a history of a miscarriage, if they're afraid they'll become pregnant, have a miscarriage, they would wear it. Now, the notes say that if she knows for a fact she's not pregnant, Pima Gadim says she should not wear it. There's no reason to wear it. What are you wearing it for? The Lashon Shulchan Aruch, Yifilu Nes'arba, means she doesn't know she's pregnant. So she's a Safik, she might be, then she wears it. These are Shlomo Zalman from the Mishnah Berurah, it's Mashma, it's Matu, even if she knows she's not pregnant. That's a Shaila. If she knows for a fact she's not pregnant, should she be wearing it or not? But certainly when she is pregnant, she can wear the Evan Tekumah.